gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, Jeff Bressler, our news editor, will stop on by with a look at the news from the world of motorsports and more. Also, in this hour, we're going to be joined by John Hotchkiss, the president and CEO of Hotchkiss Performance, makers of Hotchkiss Performance Accessories and Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. Along the way, of course, we'll take your telephone calls, the usual number, 800-259-9231, the usual email, bob@autoworldradio.com, and we're going to throw out a trivia question, but we'll wait on that. We'll go to the news desk first and say hello to Jeff Bressler. Jeff, welcome to the program, and what's happening in the world of motorsports?
The IndyCar Series has opened the door for more engine manufacturers to enter the series with its new engine formula, which will allow turbocharged engines at a maximum of 6 cylinders and a maximum displacement of 2.4 cubic inches. The new rules are scheduled to go into effect for the 2012 season. The IZOD IndyCar Series also announced that it will make its first visit to Baltimore next year. The series will race on a 2.4-mile street course with several support divisions. The event will span August 5th to 7th in 2011. Formula One World Championship leader Mark Webber has signed a one-year contract extension to remain with the Red Bull Racing Team. Interstate Battery officials have announced a long-term extension with Joe Gibbs Racing that will keep the company associated with JGR for the foreseeable future. NASCAR officials announced last Monday that NASCAR Sprint Cup teams will use carburetor restrictor plate openings of 1 1/32 inches for the Coke Zero 400 at the Daytona International Speedway on July 3rd. That's the largest such plate since the introduction of plates back in 1988. And championship drivers Fred Linda and Bobby Adamson, mechanic Don Shepard, and car owner Casey Luna led a class of 12 new members inducted to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame in Knoxville, Iowa last week. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll throw out a trivia question. Whoever comes up with the answer to this particular question, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to throw you in the running into the big box here, which contains all of the entries from past winners. And we're going to have Warren Tracy, the guy behind the Busted Knuckle Garage, come out and pick a winner. He did so a couple of weeks back, and to give you a prize valued anywhere from $50 to a couple of $100, all depending on his particular mood at the moment. So whoever comes up with the answer to this question will definitely be in the running for that prize. And here's the question. Who made the vehicle known as the Prowler? Who made the Prowler? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, it's my pleasure to bring forth one of our favorites. He is the president and CEO of Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspensions. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the airwaves Mr. Hotchkiss himself. John, how you doing?
Fine, Bob. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Having one of those days when my mouth is not keeping up with my brain. Not a good thing for a radio talk show host.
but it's probably because there's been so much motorsports and car action this weekend.
Absolutely.
We've had Le Mans. We've had NASCAR, Formula One. Man, if you like any of those things, or great races in all those categories.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Le Mans. It looked like Peugeot was going to do well, and then at the end it was the folks from Audi once again.
It's just amazing. You know, that Audi is just such a well-developed car, everybody was talking during the race, the Audis can't keep up, and they make more downforce, but they're really slow in the straightaways and so on, and You know, they're a lap behind and so on. But look at the end. I mean, Peugeot was doing qualifying laps to try to catch up and burn their last car down. And you know, it was the old reliable that swept 1, 2, 3 on the podium.
And certainly, like you say, just lots of action in every particular type of racing this weekend. Any other particular races catch your eyes and ears?
Well, I say, you know, I think I certainly like to follow Formula One as well. And you know, Hamilton won Montreal again. I thought that was great. But I think the real question mark is Michael Schumacher. You know, Montreal used to be his favorite track. He has multiple poles there, and I don't think he's ever been out-qualified by a teammate at that track, and you know, Rosberg was clearly ahead of him all the time, and I think Schumacher finished 10th or 11th, and what's going to happen to the former great? You know, will he really gain his form back? That's the question.
Yeah, it's a really good question. You certainly, when you look at you know, his career, I mean, he won the world championship how many times? 7 times, was it, John? Something like that?
Yes. And they just, you know, he dominated, and he made great teammates into just, you know, hamburger meat, for lack of a better word. He just demoralized everybody. And you know, now he's come back, and it's just a different time.
Yeah, definitely a different time. Do you think it has anything to do with the particular vehicle that he's piloting? I mean, the first time around, he was representing Ferrari. This time around, he's driving for Mercedes. What do you think?
Well, you know, he still has the same Ross Brawn, the same guy that was making it happen at Ferrari at that time. I'm pretty far away from it, so I certainly don't know, but they say that the car doesn't do exactly what he'd like. And, you know, things have changed. You know, they were on treaded tires. Before the track width was different. I think wheelbase was different. Cars were just a different animal. Who knows? But I look forward to watching more races.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And certainly you're no stranger to the racetrack, having raced quite a bit of your life. And even from time to time today, I hear you do a little bit of racing, John.
Yes, and we're really committed to this Good Guys Autocross and track development testing, and so much of what we do. Somebody asked me at Pleasanton last weekend and near San Francisco, Good Guys Autocross. So this must really be fun, and aren't you lucky to be able to do this? And I said absolutely, but also for every experience we have on the racetrack, we learn something about our parts that we can then used to make them more durable, work better for all of our customers.
Well, let's talk about some of the recent success that you've had. The last time we talked, you guys were coming off a great win at an autocross event, and this time you've done it once again, this time in Pleasanton, California. Tell us all about it, John.
Well, the Good Guys chose, and they're really pushing. They were going to historic drag racing and static car shows, and they do a tremendous job. And now they have autocross, timed laps around cones. And it's so great to see Chevelles, Camaros, Corvettes, Mustangs, T-buckets, hot rods, all kinds of cars driving around cones. And we've been able to use our racing suspension experience to work with Mary and David Posey on their Camaro, and our Challenger, and Mike Hickman, our great customer, in his C10 truck, and we've had success with all of those vehicles at the Good Guys Autocross.
And in particular, you've had a great success with a lot of your Mopar stuff, but there was a particular Chevrolet that did extremely well. When we come back on the other side, we'll tell the story of this Chevrolet and its very famous driver. You're listening to Auto World. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The long drive.
One of the hottest trends out there are coupe-like sedans, and Volkswagen has a very interesting and affordable alternative. It's called the CC Passat. Here's COO Mark Barnes.
The CC has the great lines of a luxury car and certainly is available at a very, very great price. It's a coupe, but it does have four doors, and it's rather a unique coupe because you really don't see the four doors, but they're there, and they're very nice to get in and out of as well. You get the 2.0T, which gives you 200 horsepower, and so you get a lot of product for the money. It's just a beautiful car. I'm driving one right now myself. I get a lot of people staring at it, a lot of people looking at it. So it's a pleasure to have the car and to tell the CC story.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Trivia question, easy one out there. Who made the Prowler? The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I once had an opportunity to drive a Prowler for a few days when I was out in California. It was a modified version that had a supercharger on it, and I had it in the Beverly Hills area, and it got more attention than your average Lamborghini. So give me a call at 800-259-9231 if you can tell me who made the Prowler. John Hotchkiss is with us, president of Hotchkiss Performance, and he's telling us about another win at another autocross event, this time the Good Guys Fessenden, California event with the Chevrolet C10 pickup and Mary Ponzi's Camaro. Let's talk about the Camaro first and Mary, the driver.
Well, it's Mary Posey, and she's 11-time autocross champion, and she is so quick. It's just hilarious to see her run against guys who are good autocross drivers in their own right, and she just demoralizes them. She's kind of the Michael Schumacher, so to speak, of autocross, and she and her husband, David, live not far from Laguna Seca, and they've raced BMWs. I think they've raced all different types of cars and Camaros, and David Posey just did the one lap in a Camaro. But they decided to build 2 years ago a 73 Camaro to second-generation Camaro to compete in this Good Guys Autocross and then do other FCCA autocrosses in Northern California. And David, being just a terrific suspension engineer as well as a farmer, decided, okay, I'll go with Hotchkiss suspension, and we really worked up an alliance with him, and he spec'd out some. We had our own second-gen parts that worked very well at the time, and he said, well, let's try this. So we collaborated with our engineering and his, and came out with some really special geometry design second-gen Camaro pieces, trailing our A-arms, front rear A-arms, or upper and lower A-arms, springs, sway bars, shocks, everything to make the car very balanced. And Mary's had it on her car for about a year, and she just has been doing extremely well in the autocrosses and set fast time of the day, and we're very proud to be associated with the Posies.
That is fantastic. And tell us about the C10 pickup truck.
Well, the C10 has really been a great exercise. We have our great customer and friend Mike Hickman bought a 68 C10, and it has a 383 engine in it and good transmission, and we worked with Jason Rushforth Wheels, and put 10-inch 18s on the front and 12 by 18 in the rear with Kumho XS tires, and developed our complete suspension package, our TVS total vehicle system package for that, and we've been testing it out at the autocross, because it's one thing to say, hey, our suspension looks good and so on, but to really get out there and prove it and to run in the new Good Guys truck class. We've had two wins in it, and as you said, the last weekend at Pleasanton, fast time of the day for the trucks. And so our package works great. It makes the truck handle like a Camaro, but it's also very comfortable so you can cruise, because that's what most people would do with a C10.
So true. John, let's tell everybody about your fabulous new facility. It's not so far from your old facility, but what an upgrade.
Oh, and that's one of the reasons that we've been able to do more projects lately and so on, because we've made a big commitment in R&D facility and so on. But we were absolutely out of room, and we had inventory and machines and things everywhere, and we found a building about a block away, and it took a couple of months to organize it, and we made the move. It took about a week, and the guys just worked so hard to make it happen. But we have a great new facility, everything under one roof, all the production area, warehouse, new R&D area with more machines. We'll do special installations, alignments, suspension installations. We'll even do more than that, but we can do especially fabrication. We'll do roll bars or roll stages. Radiator shrouding, anything somebody would like. So we really have a great new facility that we welcome people to come and visit.
Wonderful. And, of course, you've got the install center there that folks can bring their vehicles right to you, and you can do the installations, John?
Absolutely. And just call, they can go on our website and see some of the projects that we've done. We just put a new 4-point roll bar in our 70 Challenger. Built that all in-house, but they can call us at 562-907-7757, talk to our sales team, and they can tell them more about the installation, or go to our website, which is hotchkiss.net, HOTCHKIS.net.
Excellent. John, let's talk a little bit about what it takes to develop a suspension for a new high-performance vehicle, for example, a 2010 Camaro. There are many companies out there doing it, but you guys do it differently. Tell our listeners about some of the differences that the difference that Hotchkiss makes in R&D and in other testing that you do. Kind of give us an inside look at what it takes to design a suspension system.
Well, there's so many companies now that are in the suspension world, and we pride ourselves on looking at the car. So we'll decide, let's say, a 2010 Camaro is an example. We'll drive it. We'll take it to the test track. We'll do slalom, skid pad, autocross, road course, drive it on the street, really get a thorough analysis of what it'll do. We'll hook up test equipment and gather all the data as far as grip, slalom, transient response, and so on, and really determine, okay, how are we going to make this better? Then we will build prototype parts, change the balance of the car. So, for instance, the Camaro, like a lot of the new cars, BMWs and Audis and so on, really understeer. So we'll take some of the understeer out of it so it has much more neutral handling, better, quicker steering, more grip in the front and so on. So we'll design our sway bars, our springs, valve, our shocks, so it's a complete package. And we'll go back to the track and do those tests again, repeat that baseline test, slalom, skid pad, autocross, and road course, gather the data, see how we improve, and then do a ton of street testing on the, and not for speed, just for comfort, because we want to make sure that when people bolt on these parts, the car is better than they came from the factory.
Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. If anyone wants to solve the riddle about the Prowler, we've had a couple of guesses, but you're not on the same wavelength. You remember the Prowler was kind of a hot rod-esque vehicle, sold for a short number of years, and it was actually sold under two brand names, but under the same company's umbrella here in North America. 800-259-9231, or if you have a question for John Hotchkiss about what it takes to develop a suspension system like improving one for the 2010 Camaro like he does. Let's come back on the other side and talk more about the technology side of the fence with John Hotchkiss, and we'll take your calls and emails, 800-259-9231, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. And we got a trivia question out there about the Prowler, made for a limited number of years, actually badged two different ways. Let's go to Larry in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Larry, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. Pulled off on the side of the road here. I couldn't believe you didn't get an answer.
I know, it's so easy. So easy.
The Prowler was made by Chrysler.
That's right, and it was badged both as a Plymouth and a Chrysler. How about your favorite classic car? And what would that
be? There's only one classic car that's my favorite. That's the 59 Ford Galaxy.
59 Ford Galaxy. What makes that so special for you?
First car that my wife and I owned after we got married.
Oh, that makes sense. Definitely. find that quite often. John, have you ever done any modifications on a 59 Galaxy?
You know, we haven't on a 59 Galaxy, but we're thanks to Jay Leno, we're getting deeper and deeper into this 66 Galaxy. I think it's 65 and 66 are the brakes for that car. So I'm going to go next tomorrow. I'm going to look up 59 Galaxy and see what those are all about. And, you know, well, there's a Ford that's, is it the Skyliner? I think that's similar to a Galaxy, isn't it?
I believe so. It might have even been, I'm not sure because it's been so long ago. I just know it was a 59 Ford and it seemed to me it was a Galaxy. I just love the style. It was big, roomy, and, yeah, I have some memories.
That's what's so great about classic cars, muscle cars, and so on. Everybody has a terrific memory associated with those. And you know, and they're fun to have and great to cruise.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and hang on the line for Matt. We'll get all of your important information, and we'll put you in the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Thanks for pulling over there in Iowa in KXEL land. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. If anybody has any additional questions for John Hotchkiss, we'd love to talk to you. So, John, just to recap what we were talking about, I mean, you design what you call TVS, Total Vehicle Systems, and you do so with a tremendous amount of engineering work and R&D work, and there are lots of folks out there that are kind of copycats that are trying to do the same thing, but when it comes right down to it, I mean, in order to do it right, you have to put the time, you have to put the work, and you have to put the brain power together to be able to make it all come together like you do with your products.
Absolutely, and with all the racing we've done, we just really know how a car should work, and we really understand the ride work, and so that's really the secret, making sure that all the parts really talk to each other as they would on a race car. You know, a car that doesn't handle well is certainly not going to do well in a race. And what we saw at Michigan today in the NASCAR race, there were a couple of guys who were off in front for most of the race, and all of a sudden they fell back, and it's not because they didn't have the horsepower, it's their handling just fell off. So that's what's so important.
And quite often, it's not unusual today to see lots of owners of the classic vehicles upgrading to modern rubber and modern wheels. But in doing so, you know, they're putting on these low aspect ratio tires, and they're not changing their suspension out, John, so they're causing lots of trouble.
Exactly. And, you know, we always talk about bias ply tires and bias plies. Back in the day, you didn't need caster, which is casters, which leaning the spindle back is what gives you that high speed and centering of the steering, stability on the street or freeway. Cars didn't have that. You know, when people jump back into an old car, they just can't believe how terribly they drive. And so it's really fun to have the car, the geometry corrected so that the new tires work well. We talked about the C10 pickup. We're running 275, 35, and 315, 30, 18 Sumo XS's, and those are a 180 tread wear rating ultimate super tire. And if we didn't have the geometry correct on those, we wouldn't be able to get the truck to work so well.
Let's talk about that vehicle that you hinted there with our friend from Iowa. You've been working on this Galaxy project now with Jay Leno for a bit. So how's it going? It sounds like it's getting deeper and deeper.
Oh, this is an absolute classic example of what happens when you put new parts in an old car. Jay his team has built this incredible 66 Galaxy to remind him of the days when his father had one. But it has a 510 cubic inch Roush fuel injected Ford engine in it that is just a monster. I think it's 600 horsepower and 6-speed transmission and rack and pinion steering and just all the best stuff in it. Big brake, big Wilwood brake. We did the rear suspension for him. We did. You know, with Jay, he asked for something and we love working with him. We did. So he wanted the rear suspension. We did trailing arms board. We did a panhard rod and sway bars for the balance. So they put it all together, and guess what? Now it needs A-arms because it really needs that whole package to make it work. His rack and pinion, the steering isn't sensitive enough for all that horsepower. There was no Galaxy around back in the day that had fuel-injected Roush engine in it. So when you do all that, you need better suspension.
Yeah, I mean, again, one vehicle that isn't meant to pack that kind of power under the hood, if all of a sudden it's got it, it's going to do some really funky things, I would imagine, John.
Exactly. And Jay and the guys and his and team are running pretty thin, small tires. They want to keep it looking original from the outside. So when you do that, you really we need to manage what tire there is. And for instance, on the alignment, all they could get is 1 degree of caster. And back in the 60s, 70s,
0, 1 degree was all they ever put in it. Now cars need 6, 7, sometimes up to 9 degrees of caster for that good steering, straightening, and stability. So we'll have to do some geometry-corrected A-arms to get those type of alignment numbers, and also a camber curve so that he uses radial tires, as everybody does now, and those need negative camber, which wasn't around back in the 60s.
I know, that is so true. Tell us a little bit more about how you go about getting that engineering work done. Is it done by the computer, or is it something that's done manually?
Well, it's a little bit of both. We bring the car into the shop and we run it through suspension travel. We take the springs and shocks out and run the suspension through its travel just to see what we have. And now we've been doing this long enough so we know what they really need. So then we start then working with the computer, getting the suspension pickup points, to design the revised geometry. Then it's to the fab shop to make the prototype parts, bolt those on, run those again through the curve to see that we've achieved the numbers that we'd like. And then once that happens, then we'll weld up the parts, make everything roadworthy, and then take it for a drive. Then from there, passes the street test, then we go to the racetrack and do tires, temperature, tire pressure, just see how the balance is, and it takes some time. It takes a few revisions and to get what we need.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you have a question for John Hotchkiss, we'd absolutely love to hear from you, or if you want to chime in, we'll throw in a new trivia question here, and we'll make it about a very famous Chevrolet. This was the most powerful Chevelle SS that you could purchase back in the day. What was the name of that famous big block, Chevelle SS? Today they're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. What was the particular designation of the engine for that Chevelle SS? This is Auto World, 800-259-9231.
Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brabec.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. We have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8 E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 Coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I'm Bob Log for thelongdrive.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back with John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sport Suspension. John makes horsepower for your suspension. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And John, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out your website address as well as your telephone number one more time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to find out more about Hotchkiss Sport Suspension is go to our website, which is Hotchkiss.net. It's Hotchkiss.net. We have videos, video instructions. We have test results. We have a ton of stuff, and whenever we do something, go somewhere, we'll put that on the website. You can also find us on Facebook. Just Hotchkiss Sport Suspension on Facebook, and we put all of our latest developments on that as well. Or they can call us at 562-907-7757.
Wonderful. John, let's continue to talk a little bit about that famous challenger. Matter of fact, I got an email question here from Walter. Walter is listening in Pennsylvania on WPUIT, and he wants to know a little bit more about the yellow challenger. What year is it, and what kind of engine does it have under the hood?
The Challenger, 70 Challenger, and we bought that to get really into the Mopar side. We've been doing GM accessories, performance suspension for so long. We said, let's do the same type of thing and make Mopars work as well. So we bought our 70 Challenger. It's a Challenger CA with a 340 six-pack, so the three two-barrel carburetors, and we've left the engine just as most Mopar people would. It's got a mild cam in it, but it's a nice high revving Chrysler small block. We put a B-Cool radiator, flaming river steering. We put a number of things on it to make it better, all of our suspension. So imagine turning that car upside down and from the front to back taking it all off and revising the geometry, A-arms and so on. But we still have torsion bars. We still have leaf springs. But we make everything work well. And there's a Edmunds.com, Edmunds Inside Line, has a test of our Challenger versus the brand new Challenger. And our Challenger, they like it better than the new SRT8 Challenger.
You're kidding. Wow, I got to check that out. Very good. So they put it against the new SRT8, and they like the feel of your 70 Challenger better?
Our Challenger annihilated the new one on the skid pad. We did a 0.93G, and I think they did a 0.84. We were about the same in the slalom. They were a little bit quicker in the quarter mile, slightly, just a little bit. 5 or 10 feet better in the 60-0 stopping. But we have big brakes on ours, and you know, it's a 40-year-old car, and to be able to really kind of mesmerize the guys at Edmunds, who it's a really good video. So if you go to our website, you can see it, or if you go to Edmunds Inside Line or Edmunds.com, you can see that video. But they were not expecting a 70 Challenger to really warm their heart like it did. They thought that it would get annihilated by the new one, and that was not the case.
Yeah, it just goes to show you if you upgrade your older vehicle with the new stuff, it makes a huge difference. What kind of braking system did you put on that Challenger?
We put a kit from StopTech. We worked with StopTech, who they're really known for Viper, BMW, and Porsche brakes. And they developed a kit that had it has 14-inch front rotors, 13-inch rear, the four piston calipers. It's really a sophisticated setup. It also works as a manual brake system, so it doesn't have power assist. And they worked with the piston sizes to get the right leverage. So it has great pedal feel, and it stops very, very well. We use Kumho XS tires on it with Forge Line wheels, and so it's you know, it's every bit a modern car. It just looks has a great old look, and a few rattles to make sure you're still in an old muscle car.
Very good, because I know that the Brembos on that new SRTA Challenger are excellent brakes. So you really must have a great setup on your 70 Challenger. Another question via the email. This one comes from the great state of Vermont. Jay in Vermont wants to know if you have any products available for Charger SRT8 sedans.
Absolutely. We do for Charger, Challenger, Magnum, all the Chrysler LX versions. And we have what we call a TVS, Total Vehicle System Stage 1 package, which are springs and sway bars. Lowers the ride height about an inch. Gives it much better handling balance with the sway bars. Easy to install and a huge improvement over stock.
That's wonderful. And another thing that I know that you're looking at is perhaps doing something with the 2010 Mustang or 2011 Mustang, I should say.
We definitely will. We've been in Mustang parts, certainly not as heavily as we have with the GM side, but with this new 5-liter Mustang, we're going to look at that, attack that as we would anything else, and make a kit for it. So we're excited about the new Mustang.
Let's talk a little bit about your engineers and how they use computer systems, the CAD system, to make sure the suspension is properly ready to go and fit into the tight tolerances of modern-day vehicles.
Well, Bob, that's a great question, because it's one thing designing parts for a 70 Challenger, or 70 Camaro, and so on, where the tolerances are huge on those. And we people say, why do we do parts for BMWs and Audis and new Challengers and so on? It's because you learn a lot from the new cars. You see how tight the tolerances are. And in order to do product for new cars, you need a sophisticated computer set up, good engineering, and we use that in the old car so that we can mimic what works well in a brand new car in an old car. And therefore, we really need powerful computers to get the geometry correct and the balance, the sway bar design, and so on.
And again, lots of folks are concerned these days about where products are made. Your products are all made in the USA here, and I know that they're made of high-quality materials.
Absolutely. You know, we really look at what materials that we can make that will last the longest, provide the most durability, and since we're at the racetrack so much ourselves, so are our customers. So maybe we'll make things out of 4130. We make them out of aluminum. We make them out of mild steel. We really look to see what material we can go for, lightweight, efficient, and then durable. Because that's the one thing, you know, and that's another thing to ask if you're looking for aftermarket accessories, whether it's engines, suspension, anything, make sure there's good warranty, and that the company goes to the track, does the testing, and it's a really high-quality product.
And certainly if someone purchases a TVS system from Hotchkiss, they can be assured that you guys have done a lot of track time with it and you've really gotten all the bugs out. This is not a fly-by-night system like you might find out there on the Internet, John.
No way. It's all made in Southern California. It's made in the USA. We're happy to show people the products, have them come and visit us. We're constantly at the track. And another thing, now, check forums, because now you can really determine where products are made and how they work, because people who get them, if they don't work well, they'll be talking about it. So if you have a certain car, go into that forum and find out what other people think. And it's much more, with the social media, it's certainly a much more open world now. And if there's a flaw in somebody's parts, it's easy to determine that.
You have a number of other vehicles in-house in addition to the Challenger. Why don't you tell our listeners about some of the other Hotchkiss rides?
Well, we've had a number. With our C10 pickup, we have actually two of those working on right now. And that's the 68 to 72, which is such a cool vehicle because you put a new engine in it. One of them, it looks like it's going to get one of the new GM E-Rod engines. So it's a California Mission Legal Performance engine. We have minis. Our general manager and our engineer, autocross their minis. We have our Porsche 962 that we raced, for years and years in IMSA and so on, and raced last year in Monterey at the historic races and won the GT class. And we have a number of cars. So if anybody visits us, we'll be happy to show them some pretty cool machines.
And, John, what's the next big event on the agenda? What's the next big autocross event that you'll be reporting on next year on the show?
We're going to Michigan on Thursday for the Motor State Challenge.
Well, good luck.
Eastern Michigan.
We can't wait to get the results from that. In the meantime, continued success, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, John. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.